sides of the aisle want answers. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Democrats are beginning to join Republicans in supporting an investigation into President Biden's mishandling of classified documents, which were recently discovered at his Delaware home and his former office.
I want the facts. I want the Department of Justice to be completely thorough, completely honest, and I want the facts. I do believe that the attorney general very quickly appointed a prosecutor far quicker than he did in the Trump investigation, because he, too, does not want this politicized. He wants the facts.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on Fox. She is joined by the likes of Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who also want the matter looked into. Plus, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who spent more than 2 years as President Biden's top aide, is reportedly preparing to leave his job in the coming weeks, marking the most significant resignation the Biden administration has seen since Biden took office. Sources say a search for his replacement has been underway since the midterm elections. And as America hits the debt ceiling, the White House and congressional leadership are at odds on how to handle the situation.
Right now, Republicans and President Joe Biden talking at each other, not with each other. The White House message is they're going to refuse to negotiate over anything having to do with spending. Now, a senior GOP aide tells me that right now the leadership is coming up with specific asks that they're going to present to the president regarding the debt ceiling. The facts, though, remain unchanged. Congressional Budget Office says the pace we are on will make spending on interest payments for the debt the largest government program in the next 6 years. Fiscal year 2022, taxpayers spent $400 billion in interest payments, like paying the minimum on your credit card. If this spending pace continues, the CBO says those payments will be $1.2 trillion in 2032.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A group of lawmakers take on a New York City entertainment powerhouse over their use of facial recognition technology.
At New York City's iconic Radio City Music Hall, big business is watching you. At the famed Christmas Spectacular, the venue used surveillance cameras and facial recognition technology to prevent a mother from seeing the show with her 9-year-old daughter and an accompanying Girl Scout troop. For the past 6 months, Madison Square Garden Entertainment, the parent company of Radio City and Madison Square Garden, has used facial recognition technology to deny access to attorneys at firms suing the company, even if they are not working on the litigation. Conlin, an attorney at a firm suing the company who is not working on the suit, is concerned about the policy and its impact.
Fox's Lauren Green. Meanwhile, actor Alec Baldwin possibly facing time behind bars after the accidental on-set fatal shooting in 2021.
Alec Baldwin faces up to 6.5 years in prison if convicted in this case. Baldwin was spotted here in New York City just in the past few days as he's facing charges of involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. The DA here citing criminal disregard for safety. The shooting happened back in October of 2021 on this movie set in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Meanwhile, an American hero ties the knot.
The Eagle has landed again. Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin has stunned the world once more. The second man to walk on the moon has taken his fourth trip down the aisle. Buzz marked his 93rd birthday Friday by marrying his 63-year-old girlfriend, Dr. Anka Faur, who is also the executive vice president of Buzz Aldrin Ventures, LLC. The two tied the knot at a small private ceremony in Los Angeles on the same day Aldrin was named a living legend of aviation. The last surviving member of the Apollo 11 crew said he and his new bride were as excited as eloping teenagers.
Fox's Karen McHugh, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.